The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported TSA brought in 20 officers from other cities to Atlanta to help staff checkpoints after passengers reported two-hour waits earlier in the week. While everything is currently status quo in Buffalo, NFTA Director of Aviation William Vanasek says workers are visibly disappointed. If they stopped coming into work, they'd be hard to replace.
It's mandatory training for individuals to be a TSA agent to be able to perform the types of services they do at a checkpoint and other parts of the airport. So it's not like we can just go out and hire, security firms to come in and do that type of activity. So I'm just hoping it doesn't get to that point.
And it's not just frontline agents seen at checkpoints impacted by the shutdown.
There's a whole management group as well, and they're feeling a lot of the heat. It's interesting that we always focus on the frontline personnel, and they do a heck of a job, and obviously, the salary structures, et cetera, it's probably going to be harder on those folks in management, but management's feeling the pressure as well, and I just hope to get this resolved soon.
Management jobs include making sure safety and security protocols are in place, as well as inspection groups that work in compliance with police. Vanasek says airport employees are continuing to show up, but isn't sure how performance will be impacted as the shutdown continues. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.